On the surface, it may seem like an odd pairing. A man who manufactured TV antennas became the champion for a bird that was in decline. His work decades ago continues today. You've probably seen it, but just didn't realize it. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1960s, numbers of purple martins were on the decline as natural habitat was lost. As Brian Fitzgerald explains, in Griggsville, Illinois, TV antenna manufacturer J.L. Wade was inspired to begin creating houses that would cater to the bird.
They're a colonized bird. They feel safer in numbers, and they want to be in groups. So the houses that J.L. Wade made, they housed 12 pairs of martins.
Ben Westfall helps Brian create homes for purple martins here. The two have lots of birds that annually call their respective places home.
Altogether, I have 600 plus in two locations.
Here in Griggsville, you'll find a giant tower of purple martin houses. It's a symbol for which the town is known.
J.L. Wade put the tower up and framed this as the purple martin capital of the nation. But then he went to other states and other towns. He helped them to become their purple martin capital of the nation.
There are multiple towns claiming that title, all because J.L. Wade went to those locations to help them build homes for the birds. By 1966, the numbers of purple martins were on the increase, and Brian and Ben say that was mostly due to J.L. Wade. There are purple martin houses up and down the streets in Griggsville, and Ben and Brian help care for those as well.
In the purple martin world, everybody helps everybody because they want the ultimate success of having the nesting of purple martins.
Brian and Ben both put up purple martin houses on the side to help earn some extra money and keep those purple martins alive as well. Sparrows and starlings are the killer of babies and eggs. It's a consistent job keeping those predator birds away. You can learn more and track the birds at purplemartin.org. Traveling the countryside in Griggsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.